Welcome to the podcast. Today, we talk about the ad campaign that's going on against several companies that have gone woke. Is this the right way to push back against all the crazy wokeness out there in society? We'll get into that today. Glenn has what he described to me as a quote-unquote funny cancer story. Actually was pretty funny. You will hear that one today. And we talk about the spending in this country. It seems to get more and more out of control every single day. And today is no exception. Plus, the latest with Chris and Andrew Cuomo from the absolute worst family in America. And I should point out, the rest of his family might be delightful. But Chris and Andrew bring the average down so much, they are the worst family in America. By the way, I can get a new episode from Glenn today on Glenn TV. BlazeTV.com/Glenn is the place to go to subscribe. You can use the promo code Glenn to save yourself $10. All new Stu Does America as well. And you can get that every day on podcast. Just to subscribe to this podcast for the radio show and Stu Does America, the podcast, right here on this podcast app to get Stu Does America every day. Here's the podcast. Oh, by the way, Andrew Cuomo was awful.com.
You're listening to the best of the Glenn Beck program.
The executive director of consumersresearch.org is Will Hild, and he is joining us now. Will, I am sorry that I've never heard of your organization before. I know you've been in business now for 100 years. Tell me about what you guys do, and then we have to discuss what you have just done.
Absolutely. Well, Consumers Research is the nation's oldest consumer protection organization. We were founded in 1929. We have a 91-year pedigree in standing up for consumers and being their voice in the marketplace. And that's exactly what this Consumers First initiative you've referenced is all about.
And tell me about the Consumers First initiative.
Well, it's a seven-figure ongoing ad campaign with a very simple message. It is to every member of corporate America, every business in corporate America, stop cozying up to woke politicians, stop cozying up to woke activists to distract from your mistreatment of your customers, and focus on serving them, focus on serving your consumers.
Now, could we play the Doug Parker American Airlines commercial? Here it is.
American Airlines, rated the worst. Losing the most bags, shrinking legroom during COVID. American requires passengers to show ID to fly, but attacks Texas's popular voter ID law. Why is CEO Doug Parker trying to appease the radical left? To distract from billions in taxpayer bailouts, from his $10 million payday, from Americans' record layoffs. Doug Parker, American Airlines. Serve your customers, not woke politicians.
Wow. Hashtag Doug Parker. Why? Hashtag American Airlines. Why? You seem to be going after the CEOs. Why?
Well, they're just part and parcel of part of the organization that is trying to distract from their failures to serve their customers in order to change the conversation. They don't want to have to talk about being rated last by Wall Street Journal, the worst airline in America. They lose the most bags. They kick the most people off of flights. We were actually able to reach out to them and confirm directly from them that during the period of the COVID pandemic, they continued to decrease legroom on many of their flights. And this is, of course, at a time when they took a multi-billion-dollar taxpayer-funded bailout. And that didn't stop CEO Doug Parker from giving himself an eight-figure paycheck last year. They laid off 19,000 workers, I believe, during that period. So they want to talk about anything they can other than those facts. Doug Parker certainly doesn't want questions raised about why taxpayers are subsidizing performance-based paycheck for taking American Airlines and making it dead last in America.
You may be my favorite executive director I've ever met. What is your background, Will?
Well, I come from long litany. I was a Georgetown grad, but I'm not the story here, Glenn. We want to focus on the consumer here and defending their rights And so, yeah.
I don't care. I honestly don't care.
Let me just say, I appreciate the. You almost got me going there. I would love to go through my CV, but anyone who's interested in that, my bio is on consumersresearch.org, okay. And I would like them going there anyway,
yeah.
So they can see these ads and find out more about these.
Yeah.
So I'm certainly not trying to deflect, but if anyone wants to read my bio, it's on the website there. Right. We're very open about that.
I really don't care if you're a spawn of Satan at this point. I love what you guys are doing. I love
When we launched on Squawkbox on Tuesday, that came up, so... there might be people accusing me of that.
Oh, wow. Have you guys received any of our audience going to the website and downloading?
The response has just been overwhelming. yes. Their YouTube views are through the roof. The Nike ad in particular has got, I think, over 100,000 views. And it's just to see that, but also to see, I think it's got thousands of likes and maybe one of them hasn't even reached a dozen dislikes yet. So I think this has really struck a nerve with consumers, regardless of their position on the political spectrum. No one likes to be mistreated. And that's what's happening here. It doesn't, you know, right or left, American Airlines is kicking the most people off of their airline. They are losing the most bags.
I don't think
anybody likes that.
I will tell you, there's really very few choices coming into Dallas. I mean, you can find a lot of different choices, but if you just need the next flight, this is the American Airlines hub. And I was flying them last weekend. They suck. I mean, the attitude that they have now of you touch your mask and you may not be able to fly with us for the rest of, you know, your days. It was so militant. It was shocking. I haven't flown American in a while, and it was really shocking to see that. And, you know, the other ads that you're doing, the Coca-Cola ad and the Nike ad, I think the thing that really strikes a chord, I hope, with a lot of people, I know it does with me and the rest of the people on the crew, is their willingness to work in the same area where they are scooping up the Uyghurs and possibly using Uyghur slave labor to make their products. It's shameless.
Absolutely. And that's really what Nike's trying to distract from. They can't and won't certify with 100% certainty that their shoes aren't made in China without forced labor. And, you know, there's growing evidence that they are. There was a congressional report on the issue. And when Congress went to act on it to pass a bill that would have banned any product coming from China made with forced labor from entering the U.S. market, Nike spent time, money, and attention lobbying Congress to amend the bill so that their products would not be affected. So they don't want to bring that up. And Coca-Cola's got a very similar problem. No less than Nancy Pelosi, House Speaker, has come out attacking the Olympics for being in Beijing, given their humanitarian abuses and, like you said, the use of forced labor there. Guess who one of the top corporate sponsors of the Beijing Olympics is?
Coca-Cola.
So they don't want to talk about that. So they would rather take positions on political issues and legislation that they know nothing about. That's not their expertise, because anything's better than having to talk about these issues.
Do you guys take donations? Are you a 501c3?
We're an independent 501c3 organization. That's absolutely right. We protect all of our supporters' right to privacy. But I can tell you that every single one of our supporters is an American consumer, just like you and your viewers.
And so so people could donate going to consumersresearch.org. You can donate there.
We're working on it.
Okay. You should work faster. let me ask you, you are targeting, for instance, with Coca-Cola, you're targeting the television and cable mainly in the local areas of where the CEO lives, right?
Well, somewhat. We're going live with national stations such as Fox Business and CNBC. And then, of course, we're live in the states in which these companies are headquartered, Georgia, Oregon, and Texas. And then we have web ads going up geographically located in those areas. And then lastly, we have display ads, billboards going up near their headquarters. And then display ads, you know, next time you're taking a cramped, uncomfortable flight with American and, you know, pray that they don't lose your bag, keep an eye out in the airport, in terminal. You may see one of our display ads right next to the American Airlines logo.
So this is something Bill O'Reilly taught me. He said, Glenn, if you ever want to push back, you don't push back at the writer at the New York Times. You go to the CEO level and you go after, because those guys, they attend their cocktail parties and they don't want their face and their name bandied about. So people are saying, geez, I don't know, Doug Parker. I mean, here he took $10 million while he laid off 19,000 employees. They don't like that at all.
Well, they love the positive press they got when they cozied up to woke politicians and woke activists. So we're not the one that made this personal. They are. They wanted to distract from their own failings, their own subsidization of their eight-figure paycheck by the American taxpayer in the case of Doug Parker. And so we're here to tell them, you know, we have a simple message. If you're a corporation that's considering trying to distract from your own failings, the mistreatment of your customers by cozying up to woke politicians or taking positions on legislation you know nothing about, this is an ongoing campaign. We're not going to let you get away with it. We're going to name and shame you.
And you've done three corporations. Any other corporations that you're considering?
Well, as I said, this is phase one of an ongoing campaign. Phase two, we'd be happy to come back and talk about that when we're ready to launch. Okay.
What would be the best way for one of these CEOs to avoid being the subject of one of your ads? What would be the best practice for them to do to make sure that they're not the subject?
Exactly. That's a great question. And it's a very simple thing. Just focus on your customers. Focus on making quality, healthy products free from the taint of the potential forced labor being in your production chain. And if you do that and you stop taking positions on legislation you know nothing about that's not germane to your business, then you have nothing to worry about from the Consumer First Initiative, because we're out here defending the consumer. And if you're focused on serving them, you're not a problem. But if you're trying to distract from your mistreatment of your customers, then you need to worry about us.
So in other words, you'd be safe if you ran a company that didn't do any slave labor anywhere in the world. You didn't take a position on legislation and you made healthy products, but you were still running woke seminars they were teaching, you know, that white people are bad. Would you still be safe?
Well, I think that's a reference to Coca-Cola, and as you probably know, some part of their staff communications included a line called told their staff to be less white, which is of course a disgusting and bigoted message. We don't do labor issues. We're a consumer protection organization, but I will say in that context, it does raise questions about the quality control at a food company. That their quality control for communications to staff would allow something so disgusting and racist as that message to sneak through.
Will, you're my favorite person of the day, and wear that either as a badge of shame or a badge of honor, but I love what you guys are doing. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
All right. Executive Director of ConsumersResearch.org. By the way, he's an attorney. He was trained as an attorney, and he is attorney. I don't know what was said about him on CNBC, but that's what he does, and makes me feel actually better that he's an attorney, because we know all the charges. He knows exactly what he can and cannot say in those commercials. I urge you to go to consumersresearch.org and download their ads, post them everywhere, watch them on YouTube, rate and comment on them. And spread the word.
You're listening to the best of the Glenn Beck program.
I want to introduce you to Mike Davis. He is the founder and president of Unsilenced Majority. Unsilencedmajority.org. You can follow them at unsilenced.org. You can also find them on YouTube. You can follow them there, youtube.com/unsilencedmajority. Follow them on Parler at unsilenced.org. Facebook, Unsilenced Majority. And you can sign up for their newsletter at unsilencedmajority.org. I'll give those to you again if you hear Mike and you think, I want to be a part of that. Mike, welcome to the Glenn Beck program.
Thank you for having me.
So tell me what unsilenced majority is.
So we are a new conservative nonprofit group. I'm leading this along with Will Chamberlain from Human Events and Andy Sarabian from Don Jr.'s political team, and Ian Pryor, who worked for the Trump Justice Department. We are just fighting back against the woke mobs and cancel culture. We're tired of it. We're tired of people being silenced. We're tired of people being censored. We're tired of people being kicked off of big tech platforms, censored, fired from their jobs, kicked out of schools. We're just tired of cancel culture. We think it's we think it's a danger to America. It's un-American, and we're fighting back. And we're going to try to give people a voice to fight back against this nonsense.
So you, just so people know who you are, you were the chief counsel for nominations to Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley. You played a big role in the nominations of judges that I would assume that Trump put in and really changed the course of America. Do I have that right?
Yeah, that's correct. I work, I'm from Iowa originally, and I worked for Chairman Chuck Grassley last Congress from 2017 to 2019. We helped President Trump transform the federal judiciary. I also was a law clerk for Justice Neil Gorsuch, and I was the staff leader for the Me Too fight against then Judge Kavanaugh, and we won that fight.
Wow,
now he's Justice Kavanaugh.
Okay, so now what are you planning on doing? How do you fight back without becoming cancel culture yourself?
Well, what I think we want to do, like we did with the Me Too fight, the problem with conservatives, the problem with Republicans is they just, you know, they sit back and take it. And I think that's the wrong approach. We think that's the wrong approach to unsilence majority. So what we need to do to stop cancel culture is give the left, the Marxist left, these woke mobs, give them a dose of their own medicine, like we did with Me Too. We saw this with the then candidate Joe Biden when he got a dose of Me Too, when people pointed out that Tara Reid accused him of sexual assault on his staff when he was the Senate Judiciary Committee chairman, when we pointed out others were alleged to have sexually assaulted women in the workplace, you noticed how Me Too went away, or largely went away. So the Democrats want to weaponize Me Too against Republicans. They want to weaponize cancel culture against conservatives and Republicans. So we need to give them a dose of their own medicine. And so it goes away.
So where do you think the tender spot is? Where do, without giving away anything, how do you approach cancel culture?
We think cancel culture is wrong. We think it's un-American. Like we said, I think it's Marxist driven. And so we see examples. We saw like this Matthew Lobmeier is a lieutenant colonel in the Space Force. And he was just relieved of his command by the Biden Pentagon because he wrote a book about Marxism infiltrating the military. And he went on a podcast to discuss that book. He was essentially canceled. He lost his job over this. We saw this with Dr. Scott Atlas, a Stanford medical professor, a Stanford medical doctor on the Trump coronavirus task force, who has been talking for a year about how these stay home orders, these COVID stay home orders, are not following the science, not following the data, and they're actually a cure that's much worse than the disease. You have people who are committing suicide, depression. You have people dying because they're not getting their cancer screenings. He's been sounding the alarm for months. And what happened? You saw the big tech monopolists, Twitter, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, and especially Google with YouTube and Google search. And you see these big tech monopolists, they kicked them off these big tech platforms. They canceled them for this. So what we want to be able to do is organize everyday Americans across this country to be able to engage, to be able to fight back, whether it's our own boycotts to counter their boycotts, whether it's contacting these executives at these big tech platforms, whether it's contacting executives at woke corporations like Coca-Cola or Delta or Major League Baseball, mm-hmm. contacting Congress and really fighting back, taking up the gloves and punching back against these woke mobs.
Well, we have been asking for conservative, the GOP in particular, when are you going to fight back? Why do you just keep taking it and folding? So I agree with that. But I mean, if you've read Cheryl Atkinson's book on, you know, the cancellation in the media, her first chapter is about how it was really organized and institutionalized with me in the Fox days. And they, I mean, I can't tell you how many millions of dollars. It was estimated at one point $100 million on the left was spent to just discredit and destroy me. I'm still standing, but it would have been a lot different if we were fighting fire with fire. But conservatives don't like boycotts. They don't like doing those things. How do you convince them to do it?
I tell Republicans, pretend like these Democrats have canceled your tea time at your country club, and that will get them really, really fired up. They get very angry when you talk about things like that. No, we need to, listen, I always say that two wrongs don't make it right, but it makes it even. We need to start fighting fire with fire. You know, otherwise we are going to lose our voice. We're going to lose our country to these woke mobs, to these Marxist woke mobs. We need to fight back to save our country.
Yeah. And it's really the ideas behind our country that they're challenging. I mean, if you can't debate things, if you can't talk about things, if you can't ask an honest question and say, wait a minute. This is Marxism. Wait a minute. Hold on just a second. You're saying the only way to fix racism is to introduce another kind of racism? If you're canceled because of that, we lose all freedom. And we're there because I know people who have kids in school who are terrified to say anything because of what they fear might happen to their kids.
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely right. I mean, think about this. If these woke mobs in big tech, if these woke mobs in Congress, if these woke mobs in academia, if they can deplatform a sitting president of the United States, mm-hmm. Think about what they can do to the rest of us.
There is strength in numbers. So what is it that you would like the grassroots of America to do if they believe cancel culture is a cancer on our society? What are you asking people to do?
What we want people to do right now is we are building our brand and awareness. We just started on Monday, and so what we want people to do is go sign up for our newsletter on our website. Follow us on the website, like you said, was unsilencedmajority.org. Follow us on Twitter, unsilencedorg. Follow us on Facebook, follow us on YouTube, and be ready to engage, because we're going to start punching back and punching back hard.
I am glad to hear it. Please come back when you are ready to detail what you're going to do. When you start punching, you let us know, and love to have you back. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Glenn.
God bless. Founder and president of Unsilenced Majority, Mike Davis. I'm going to give you the addresses that I have for you to follow them. They're on Parler at unsilenced.org, youtube.com/unsilencedmajority. If it doesn't show up, then use unsilenced.org. Facebook, Unsilenced Majority or org. And sign up for their newsletter at unsilencedmajority.org.
This is the best of the Glenn Beck program.
By the way, I heard you talking about Doug Parker, but I missed who exactly that is. I was only privy to part of the conversation.
Oh, he doesn't know who Doug Parker is.
I don't know who Doug Parker is.
Oh, my gosh. Well, he's asking us to tell him who Doug Parker is.
You know, there's that commercial that summarized it, I thought, fairly well.
We should play that. Could you play the Doug Parker commercial, please?
American Airlines, rated the worst. Losing the most bags, shrinking legroom during COVID. American requires passengers to show ID to fly, but attacks Texas's popular voter ID law.
What?
Why is CEO Doug Parker trying to appease the radical left?
I'm not sure.
To distract, from billions in taxpayer bailouts, from his $10 million payday, Americans' record layoffs.
Oh my gosh.
Doug Parker, American Airlines, serve your customers, not woke politicians.
Wow.
Wow. That
sounds like a bad guy.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Yeah,
it?
That's a bad why, guy that's from a why bad we're airline. Trying to see if people agree with us by tweeting out hashtag Doug Parker. Why? Because these guys, these CEOs love it.
Do they?
Love it. When you're questioning their salary.
Yeah.
They love it.
Love that.
Love it.
Yeah.
Of course, he's bad. Wouldn't you say hashtag Doug Parker why is bad, Stu?
Yeah.
He's bad.
A lot of people are tweeting.
Well, he makes $10 million a year, right?
Right.
You can't be good.
Well,
if you
when
make
you laid off 19,000 employees and you got $5 billion in taxpayer money, you know,
okay.
You might not want to take the $10 million. Hashtag Doug Parker why? But did you hear about Coke? The CEO of Coca-Cola?
No.
Oh, my gosh. You should listen to this.
Coca-Cola is getting political.
What's
attacking Georgia's popular voting law? Why? To distract from years of dismal sales, terrible 2020 results, reports suspecting they benefited from forced labor in China. Coca-Cola products are poisoning America's youth and worsening the obesity epidemic.
Oh, no.
So the company tried funding phony science to minimize the harm, they got busted. James Quincy, Coca-Cola, stop poisoning our children.
Yeah.
Serve your customers, not woke politicians.
Wow. He sounds a lot like Doug What's-His-Face.
Yeah, Doug Parker. Yeah,
Parker.
Doug,
yeah.
Doug Parker. Hashtag Doug Parker.
Why? Yeah.
Why would he do such a thing? Why
I
would
don't
they
know.
Do these things?
But you heard about the CEO of Nike, didn't you?
Who?
The CEO of Nike.
Nike is constantly political. Why? Cover. Congressional reports suspect Nike used forced labor in China. Religious minorities were ripped from their families, sterilized, sold to factories. Nike made shoes in those same areas. Congress tried to ban Nike's labor practices. Nike fought back with highly paid lobbyists.
Oh,
rather than
bastards.
Hiring Americans, Nike chose China.
Oh, yeah.
John Donahoe.
John
Nike,
Donahoe.
Stop exploiting foreign labor. Serve your customers.
Right.
Not woke politicians.
John Donahoe.
And give us more leg room, too.
Right.
Wait, that's the other guy.
Yeah.
We know.
Aren't these great?
No.
Yeah, we have the guy from what is it again? It's consumersresearch.org. They're the ones that produce this. And I think everybody should go to consumersresearch.org. You know, if they have a way to donate to them, you should donate. And you should also take those ads and post them everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Everywhere those should be posted. And with the hashtag, of course.
Why?
Why?
A lot of people are asking for
Doug Parker. Why?
Pretty interesting questions.
Yeah.
Like, why ID for you, but not for voters? Doug Parker, why?
Why?
Yeah. I love that.
why is there less leg room? Why? Doug Parker, why?
Why? I would like to know the answer to that question.
How about...
I think the one thing, you know, the obesity in kids. Yeah, I know that. We all know that with Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
The thing where they were Nike and Coca-Cola accused of using slave labor.
The Uyghurs,
That's you know, that's a big why.
Yeah,
that's a bad one.
How do you sleep at night? Hashtag Doug Parker. Why? I don't know. How does he sleep? I mean, it's funny because it is a totally different. I don't remember ever seeing this type of campaign used in this
non-political way. No, these are not political ads.
No.
You see this all the time with politicians, but I've never seen it like this with CEOs like that. That's amazing.
You sometimes see this sort of stuff from the left, right? They'll go after certain companies and accuse them of, you know,
the Koch brothers.
Koch brothers, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But like, you don't normally see it
from a non-woke
perspective.
Which to me leads me to hashtag conservatives. Why?
Yeah, I like that. This is, I think, a good tactic, and it also just makes me laugh.
I just love
it. I really like it.
I just love it.
I love it.
Just love it.
Going back a ways for long-term listeners, this is like Flem Lasky Velveeta ads.
It's exactly that.
Except these are actual. These are real things that they did.
It's the style, though. I like the style.
Yeah.
I like the political attack ad style.
I do, too.
And you know what? It's their tactic, really. It's the left's tactic.
Yeah.
And I love seeing it used against them.
And I'm giving...
Maybe I'm a bad person for that, but I love it.
Consumersresearch.org is getting free airtime from me. I'll play these things. Keep making them. I'll play them. And I think I urge every podcaster, every broadcaster, Do the same. Do the same. You'll notice these have not made the news. This is a big deal. Nobody's talking about it because the mainstream press, I can't even call it the mainstream press. The institutional press is, will never report on this.
No.
Never. The only way this is going to get out is through conservatives. So please, podcasters, broadcasters, and you, post it everywhere. Post these things everywhere. We have the CEO of Consumers Research.
Is it Doug Parker?
No, it's not. Good. And you'd have to ask yourself, hashtag Doug Parker, why?
Why aren't you the CEO of Consumers Research,
why?
Doug?
Why?
Is he coming up?
He's coming up in about, about 10 minutes from now. So that's going to be good. You found a story on climate change.
Yeah, Stephen Koonin, a guy who graduated from Caltech, and then he got his PhD from MIT. Mm. He's a theoretical physicist who worked in the Obama administration, and right now he's a professor at NYU. So he's got incredible conservative credentials.
No, he sounds like a raging conservative.
He's another defector from the left-wing climate crisis, climate emergency alarmist.
Yeah, but he's a hack. He has no credentials.
No credentials at all. He's a theoretical physicist from Caltech and MIT. What could he possibly know?
Yeah, he was with the Obama administration, who did nothing.
Right. Yeah, right. So he said that the Obama administration got them studying this, and it was during that course of study where he started seeing the actual data. And he's like, wait a minute. I think I'm wrong on this. And everybody else was like, yeah, you are, but be quiet about it. And he's not. He's not. To
Good
his credit.
For him.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. He said that other people were telling him.
Other people told him to shut up about it, and they're pissed.
You know who is who is silent on this? Hashtag Doug Parker.
Why would you be silent on this?
Wow.
Hashtag Doug Parker. Why?
Na, 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 na.